Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. We're at 56 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Totality is coming from Texas up through Maine. The skies will be getting dark today during the solar eclipse. ABC's Maria Vibral is in Del Rio, Texas.
This is a city that has a population of about 60,000 people or so. They are expecting that to swell between 15 and 20,000 for this total eclipse because they are expected to get the first glimpse of the eclipse here, and they will be in the path of totality as well.
Ground stops announced just now in southern Illinois and in Burlington, Vermont, both in the path of totality. They are used to that many planes at their airports. No jail time for actor Jonathan Majors, but he has been sentenced to probation and ordered to undergo domestic violence and mental health counseling after his third-degree sexual assault and second-degree harassment convictions last year. Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the ship that collapsed in Baltimore's Key Bridge, an important step toward the full reopening of the shipping lane. This is ABC News. Trouble in the skies over Denver for a passenger plane over the weekend.
The FAA investigating another frightening mid-air incident. The engine cover on a Southwest flight from Denver to Houston ripping open minutes after takeoff. Exit row passengers say it happened as the plane was still ascending. They immediately lit up their call buttons. Southwest says the plane landed safely after experiencing a mechanical issue and says our maintenance teams are reviewing the aircraft. The airline sending passengers to Houston on another plane.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault. There may be new trouble for ex-owner Elon Musk in Brazil. A Supreme Court justice there is adding Elon Musk to an investigation over spreading fake news. He's also facing potential obstruction charges after he threatened to defy a court order to block some accounts on X. And down to just two, UConn and Purdue set to face off tonight for the men's college basketball national championship. South Carolina took the women's title. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics has been your locally owned in-town sign company for the past 50 years. Greeley Signs and Graphics is located at 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East Richland Center in the building across from Rockwell Automation. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, awards, and much more, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, stop in or call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative Signs. From talented people.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advance Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly to mostly cloudy skies, breezy and seasonably mild, with a high of 61 and southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower and a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 60. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 9 to 11 miles per hour, and after a low of 46, it's 57 degrees.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Good afternoon. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office said five people died in a crash that happened Sunday morning in the town of West Point. At 11:25, the Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a two-vehicle crash between a pickup truck and a passenger car on Highway 60 near Reynolds Road. A deputy and Lodi EMS arrived to find a head-on crash between the pickup and a passenger car. Columbia County Sheriff Roger Brandner said the pickup truck was traveling west and the passenger car was headed east on Highway 60. The passenger car crossed the center line and struck the pickup truck. The driver of the pickup truck was a 70-year-old man from Prairie du Sac. The driver of the passenger car was a 17-year-old girl from Merrimack. Her passengers were a 42-year-old man from Merrimack, a 62-year-old woman from Blue Mounds, and a 26-year-old man from Prairie du Sac. Everyone died at the scene except for the 26-year-old man in the passenger car. He was taken to UW-Madison and died later. President Joe Biden is expected to pitch a new student loan forgiveness plan in Madison today. Sources said a proposed rule that could benefit millions of borrowers may be close to being finalized. The Wall Street Journal first reported on the plan Friday. The White House did not confirm details. A previous plan from the administration was struck down by the conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court. Biden is scheduled to deliver his remarks early this afternoon at Truax campus of Madison Area Technical College. Roughly 60% of last week's school referendums were approved by voters. A review by Wispolitics found more than $956.5 million of the $1.4 billion on the ballot for school districts across Wisconsin in Tuesday's spring election were passed. That's more than in the past three April elections, but still less than the $1.7 billion approved in 2020. That year saw a $1 billion referendum in the Racine Unified School District. Last week's largest approval was the $252 million referendum for the Milwaukee Public Schools District, which passed narrowly for school districts where referendums failed. Decisions will need to be made Voters rejected a $27 million request from the school district of Beloit, where Willie Garrison is superintendent. Garrison said district officials are faced with the options of returning to referendum this fall or deciding what needs to be cut. The sale of unsafe lighters is now banned in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers visited the Pittsville Elementary School last week to sign Assembly Bill 917. It prohibits the sale of counterfeit and unsafe lighters. This will help combat the dangerous rise in knockoff lighters that fail testing standards. Pittsville Fire Chief Jerry Miner has been working to see this bill put into action for the past 16 years. After a fire tragedy in 2008, Chief Miner, students from Pittsville Elementary, and several first responder organizations advocated to state lawmakers to ban the sale of certain lighters. Governor Evers said this bipartisan legislation will help keep unsafe lighters off the shelves to help keep our kids safe across Wisconsin, while improving and promoting fire safety, reducing fire play, and helping prevent fires from starting in the first place. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
Margaret Crome is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. She says this kind of help is good for new farmers just getting started.
That technology and others that are emerging has made it a much less expensive investment than many, many approaches to farming.
The deadline to apply for a grant is May 26th. According to the recently published short-term industry employment projections for 2023 to 2025, Wisconsin's workforce and economic landscape are expected to continue significant growth. The projections indicate that the state has made a remarkable recovery from COVID-19, with employment fully restored as of the second quarter of 2023. Based on projections by DWD State Labor Economist, Wisconsin will create 82,867 new jobs and grow by 2.47% across all industries between 2023 and 2025, with computer and mathematical occupations growing fastest. Additionally, projections anticipate growth in employment across industry sectors. The leisure and hospitality industry experienced a sharp employment decline when COVID-19 hit. However, the sector leads employment growth in the 2023-25 projections, growing by 5.25% or 15,342 jobs. Health employment also played a critical role in Wisconsin's economic recovery, and projections anticipate that the education and health services sector will soon surpass pre-pandemic employment levels. In addition, the healthcare support occupational group was among the top three groups to exceed pre-pandemic levels in 2023. Visit the Wisconomy projections page for Wisconsin's industry employment projections. The former owner of a northeastern Wisconsin dinosaur-themed gas station chain was expected to announce a run for Congress in a heavily Republican district today after receiving the endorsement of Donald Trump over the weekend. Tony Wide, who owns six Dino Stop gas stations and convenience stores, was expected to join the race for the open 8th Congressional District seat caused by the surprise early retirement of Representative Mike Gallagher. Two other Republicans and one Democrat have already announced their candidacies. Trump on Sunday posted his endorsement for Wide on social media. The primary is August 13th. Local elections clerks say they'll do their best to do their jobs and serve voters under two new constitutional amendments passed by voters last week. Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernard tells Capital City Sunday her office will do its best to run safe and secure elections now that private money is banned from boosting the ballot count. Bernard says she's working on contingency plans in case her office needs more money. Oral arguments are today in a Madison courtroom where a judge will decide if a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will get more time to respond to his claims. The recall group wants to know which district Voss might be subject to recall in, his old district or his newly redrawn district. The group's first effort failed when the Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled it didn't collect enough valid signatures. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. Prompts on the website encourage users to find out more about different campuses, learn about the cost of college, and apply for admission. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. In 2023, virtual vehicle vendor scam reports to the Better Business Bureau increased as fraudsters targeted high-end classic car buyers and exploited vehicle history reports to steal money and information. Since 2020, reports to BBB have shown that scammers used the COVID-19 pandemic to list non-existent vehicles of all kinds on real online marketplaces. In more recent reports, they are increasingly turning to fake websites modeled after licensed sellers. These lookalike websites use stolen photos, contact information, and even vehicle identification numbers to fool consumers. In virtual vehicle vendor scams and related fraud persist post-pandemic, Better Business Bureau examines the patterns of reports, reviews the amount of money lost, and learns from those caught up in the scams to protect the public through education. Key findings were online vehicle vendor scam reports to BBB Scam Tracker declined in 2022, but increased to new highs in 2023. Buyers 45 and older accounted for more than 3/4 of all reports on virtual vehicle vendor scams filed with BBB Scam Tracker. Scammers increasingly rely on fake websites, often stealing pictures and listing information from licensed and legitimate sellers. Classic car buyers were targeted with low prices and promises to deliver rare cars across the country. And fake vehicle history reports rose over the last 3 years. While median losses are smaller, consumers reported personal data theft as part of these scams. BBB has examined virtual vehicle vendor scams in depth since 2020, but scammers continue to change their tactics. The losses in these scams can be enormous. BBB tips for those looking to buy a car online should not purchase or purchase a vehicle report on your own vehicle for an interested buyer. View a vehicle in person if possible or send someone you trust. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true prices. Opt for vehicle pickup over delivery whenever possible. Resist high-pressure sales tactics, urging quick action. And use only approved vehicle identification number lookup websites. Visit BBB.org to check out a business or register a complaint. Attorney General Josh Call has announced that he has joined a multi-state lawsuit against Mariner Finance for widespread violations of consumer protection laws. The suit alleges that Mariner Finance charged consumers for hidden add-on products that consumers either didn't know about or didn't agree to buy. Consumers left Mariner Finance believing they had entered into an agreement to borrow and repay over time a certain amount of money. In reality, due to hidden add-on products, Mariner added hundreds to thousands of dollars to the total amount a consumer owed. In 2019 alone, Mariner charged consumers $121.7 million nationwide in premiums and fees for add-on products. Notably, these numbers exclude the interest Mariner took in on the add-on premiums and fees. Mariner Finance has 11 branches in Wisconsin, including La Crosse, Middleton, and Madison, according to its website. It's a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. Well, it's Eclipse Monday. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's 56 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1221. A total solar eclipse will be slowly darkening our skies this afternoon. As the moon passes in front of the sun, it will begin to darken around 1 o'clock here, reaching its max shortly after 2. We will see a partial eclipse reach 80% totality, lasting only a few minutes as it passes by. Parts of the shadow will remain until around 3:20 this afternoon. There is a rare phenomenon, and it won't happen again for another 20 years. It'll be visible along a 115-mile-wide path moving southwest to northeast across the country. Starting in Texas and traveling through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Be sure not to take a peek at it unless you have special solar eclipse glasses so you don't damage your eyes. Storms can develop quickly in Wisconsin, and knowing what to do when a severe weather warning is issued can help keep you and others safe. To help encourage everyone to be prepared for tornadoes, thunderstorms, and flooding, Wisconsin will observe this week as Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week, along with holding statewide tornado drills this Thursday. Wisconsin averages 23 tornadoes annually. In 2023, the National Weather Service confirmed 21 tornadoes in the state. That includes 15 tornadoes that touched down in a single day when storms moved across southern Wisconsin on March 31st of last year. To stay safe during severe weather, Ready Wisconsin encourages people to create an emergency plan and practice it. Know where designated shelters are located at home, work, and school. Be ready to go there when a tornado warning is issued. Have multiple ways to receive alerts about approaching severe weather. Outdoor warning sirens, NOAA weather radios, local media, and mobile devices are all important tools. Don't rely on any single source for important life-saving information. If you have a mobile device, make sure it is enabled to receive wireless emergency alerts. On many devices, that option is available in the settings menu. Stay weather aware by checking the daily forecast for your area and create an emergency kit for your home. Find tips for making a kit at readywisconsin.wi.gov. Wisconsin's annual statewide tornado drills will take place Thursday at 1:45 and 6:45, offering an opportunity to practice your tornado sheltering plans. During the drill times, Wisconsin's National Weather Service offices will conduct NOAA weather radio tests that can be heard if you are actively listening to those devices or have one programmed to activate on test alerts. Here at WRCO and WRCE will we also be participating. Some communities may also choose to test their outdoor warning sirens during the drill times. Check with local emergency management offices for information on siren testing schedules. If there is a threat of severe weather Thursday, the statewide drills will be postponed until Friday. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress and Department of Natural Resources invite you to attend open houses tonight at 6 to learn about resource management through the annual Fish and Wildlife Spring Hearing process. DNR staff and WCC delegates will be on hand at these open houses to discuss local issues of importance, answer questions from the public, and open a dialogue between the public, the DNR, and the WCC about areas of interest and concern. John Clare is a member of the Conservation Congress.
it's important that folks that are interested in the outdoors attend, whether you're a hunter, fisher, or trapper, or just somebody that likes to canoe or hang out in the outdoors. It's important that people be there. There's a number of things that happen during this meeting. First of all, there's some citizen resolutions, and then there are a number of questions to be voted on. This year, there's a whole bunch, and you get a chance to either vote in person on next Monday night, or you can do it online beginning on Wednesday.
The WCC will also hold their delegates elections at each meeting. Two of the five WCC seats will be up for election in each county. All 72 counties will meet at the same time tonight in their respective counties. The Richland County meeting will be held at the Richland County Courtroom.
In order to be part of the election, you have to prove that you're part of the county, that you are a resident, so you have to provide like a driver's license. And there are five delegates in each county. We have four of us here today, and that the elections happen every year, and there are different terms. Some are two-year terms, some are three-year terms, and both Dave and Julie are up for election this year, and Doug has decided not to continue, and so there'll be three seats open, and we hope that folks will come and vote, and that we will have some volunteers to take some of the empty spots.
Conservation Congress is a statutory body responsibly managing natural resources for present and future generations.
The Conservation Congress has been around for almost 100 years, for 90 years. It started in 1934. And what it was started for was for folks that are invested in the outdoor activities and in the outdoors to have a chance to have some input on what the rules are and what policies are in the state of Wisconsin. And the state of Wisconsin is the only state that I know of that has something like that. So it's important that we take advantage of that and give our input as to what we think needs to be changed for positive or negative.
Learn more about the WCC and how to become involved in resource management decisions on the Wisconsin Conservation webpage. The public is invited to provide feedback on a variety of fish, wildlife, and other natural resources related topics as part of the spring hearing process. The public is encouraged to provide input online from noon Wednesday through noon Saturday. For those who prefer to do so in person, a number of paper ballots will be available at each in-person meeting. More information is available on the Wisconsin Conservation Congress Spring Hearing webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reminds you that its COVID-19 treatment program will end Wednesday, April 10th. The program, initially planned to end in 2023, was extended to April 2024 due to the success of the program and high cases of COVID-19 circulating at the time. Since it launched in November 2022, the program completed 8,819 consults, providing health guidance and access to COVID-19 antiviral treatments to people across Wisconsin at no cost. According to the DHS Weekly Respiratory Virus Surveillance Report, COVID-19 is currently circulating at low levels and transmission is decreasing. After Wednesday, you can continue to access COVID-19 antiviral treatments through your healthcare provider, community clinic, or pharmacy. The cost of appointments and treatment will depend on your health insurance. People without health insurance or whose health insurance may not cover COVID-19 care may be eligible to seek treatment through Wisconsin's Forward Health free or low-cost health clinics. If prescribed a COVID-19 therapeutic, patients with Medicare, Medicaid, and those who are uninsured can receive the treatment at no cost through the Federal Patient Assistance Program through December 31st. Patients with private insurance can utilize Pfizer's PAXCess Patient Support Program to receive a voucher up to $1,500, which could reduce out-of-pocket costs to zero. Patients who have previously received care through the Wisconsin COVID-19 Treatment Telehealth Program with Color Health accounts can continue to view their after-visit summaries online. Learn more about COVID-19 treatments and vaccine near you. Go online to vaccines.gov.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Spring has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's spring shredding event will be held on Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Reedsburg, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, April 20th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's currently a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with military rites to follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be held in St. Killian's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call today at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike Call is survived by his wife of 50 years, Peg, 3 children, Christine and Ed Gunlock of Marshall, Charlene and Benjamin Gald of Richland Center, and Terry Call of Bear Valley, 5 grandsons, 7 sisters, Joanne Slattery, Arlene McEvec, Teresa Jensen, Eloise and Robert Anderson, Bernadette and Mark Hintz, Rita and Stephen McCarthy, and Tina and Brent McKittrick. 4 brothers, Steve and Laura Call, Marty and Sharon Call, Pat Call, and Herman and Tammy Call. Sister-in-law, Karen and Dan Kruger, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Michael Call, 73 of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley. Deborah Ann Burke, 71 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Deb Burke is survived by two brothers, Bernard Bunn and Teresa Burke of Richland Center, and Michael Burke of Richland Center. Aunt and many other relatives and friends. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rides at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Leonard Speary include four children, Randy and Leslie Speary of Spring Green, Gary and Mary Speary of Medford, Michael and Sheila Speary of Blue River, and Joy and Paul Cream of Adelaide, Australia. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nine siblings, Thomas and Patty Speary, Gina Stein, Marge Edwards, Paul and Mary Speary, David and Barbara Speary, Sherry and Harold Rupp, Connie and George Hill, Bill Speary, and Steve and Jung Speary. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations in Dennis's name be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Dennis Brown is survived by his wife, Suzanne, three children, Sarah Brown, John Brown, and Patrick Brown, and five grandchildren. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Janine Young is survived by her daughter, Leah Spellman and Abby U. Rose of St. Paul, Minnesota, and three siblings, Shannon and Jeff Brownlee of Boscobel, Bruce and June Young of Blue River, and Leanne Bender Laufenberg and Ronnie Opie Hasberg of Muscadet. Aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, many other relatives and friends. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Don and Aileen Wanless, Ross and Sarah Beyer, Kevin and Joan Kepler, Jerry and Karen Bindle, and Rodney and Diana Michick. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we had some nice sunshine, especially a bit earlier today. Now some clouds starting to roll back in from the west, wrapping around low pressure, which is currently located north of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Looks like any rain from the system through this evening should stay well north of us up in central and northeast Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. So a few peaks of sun the rest of today. Temperatures a few degrees above normal overall. We could see some partial clearing at times for the eclipse this afternoon, but the better chance of mostly clear skies will stay south of us from southern Iowa through Illinois, southeast Wisconsin, over toward Indiana and lower Michigan. Otherwise, we do anticipate another quiet day tomorrow. Temperatures just slightly cooler. And by Wednesday, even warmer air should surge back in. Should be a great spring day to get outside. Another system that will drop in from the northwest for Thursday and a Friday morning should bring some scattered showers, some gustier northwest winds, and slightly cooler weather. However, another surge of warmth will be on the way for the weekend. Here's that forecast for the rest of today, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy, and seasonably mild, with a high near 61 degrees, southwest wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower, mainly the far northern part of the region, low near 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high close to 60, west wind between 8 and 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low in the upper 30s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm, high in the upper 60s. Heading into Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low at 44, high 59. Friday, light rain possible in the morning, decreasing clouds in the afternoon and breezy. Low at 40 with a high of 57. Saturday, partly sunny and mild, low in the mid-30s, high near 66. 30% chance of showers by late evening. And Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer than normal, low in the mid-40s with a high of 69 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 48, our low this morning was 46. Our high so far today, 57. The record high for this date set in 1971 is 77 degrees. The record low 6 was set in 1972. Last year's high was 66 with a low of 35. Sunset tonight will be at 7:36 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have south to southwest winds at 11 to 12 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.82 and no precipitation to report. It's currently 56 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Two agribusiness companies strategically partner to advance adoption of conservation practices. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Taranis is a company that does crop intelligence using AI. StewardLink assists farmers in participating in government-sponsored conservation programs. The two are now working together to boost that participation. Nick Thomas is a former USDA employee and now founder and president of StewardLink in Winona, Mississippi.
People have a little bit of, hesitation in dealing with the government in general. They're worried that USDA is going to somehow have control over their land, or, you know, if I take this money from this conservation program, they'll end up wanting it back later, or they're going to get into my business, and I just don't want to deal with that.
Thompson says StewardLink helps farmers navigate the conservation program process.
Understanding what a farmer does is so important, what he wants to do, what his goals for his operation are from a conservation standpoint. You know, that's half of it. The other half is understanding how USDA operates in that state and what's available in that state. And just making all that match up to maximize the potential for that farmer is the key.
Thomas says just as farmers get accounting help for their taxes, StewardLink provides the same type of expertise with respect to conservation programs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The outlook calls for warmer and drier weather. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An ag meteorologist says warmer, drier weather is in the forecast for much of the Corn Belt for mid to late April. Greg Solier says many farmers should be able to take advantage of the good conditions and make planting progress.
Would expect maybe some of those western and northwestern Corn Belt locales might actually get a little foot up quicker, faster than some of the eastern and southern areas. But generally speaking, west to east across the complex, we'll see that transition to bits and pieces, areas that we should begin to see a pickup on some early season field work over the second half of April.
He says the portions of the Corn Belt that have received more moisture than others over the last month will take longer to get the crop planted.
If you're already overtly wet in some areas of those eastern and southern Corn Belt locales, may take a little while longer.
Solier says dry weather patterns will continue in May, and those conditions are not expected to worsen the already existing drought. The first ocean-going vessel of the 2024 shipping season has left the twin ports of Duluth Superior. The Barbro G arrived at the Cirrus Riverland Ag Terminal April 1st and departed Friday for Algeria with 22,000 short tons of durum wheat. It has already crossed most of Lake Erie as of this morning. Grain is the top export item from the Duluth Superior Harbor, with more than 35 million tons leaving each year. An ag economist says the 6 million acre decline in crop acres in USDA's prospective plantings report aren't likely to reappear. Joe Jansen tells Brownfield.
We do see some big swings in acreage from the March report to later in the year, but corn and soybean acres, if those acres go up by 1%, that would be a substantial increase, and that's just not even enough to get back to where we thought the size of this crop might be.
Jansen says the drop was a surprise, and the economics could lead to a further decline in U.S. corn acres.
We'll be watching to see, do we see some acreage shifts in the mix, say, between corn and soybeans? A lot of growers saying it's hard to make corn profitable at the point where prices are at right now.
Jansen says USDA's June acreage report will set the tone for the U.S. supply and demand situation moving forward. An economist says the weakening ag economy is having an impact on the ag equipment sales market. Ernie Goss with Creighton University says the latest Rural Main Street Index shows Farm machinery sales have declined 9 of the last 10 months.
The ag economy is weakening and farmers' willingness and purchasing ag equipment is declining.
Goss says lower grain prices have been the biggest factor.
Farm income was down for 2023 from 2022, and now USDA and our survey as well would indicate that 2024 farm income is going to be down. So farmers are taking a cautionary approach to all this.
The latest index came out last week. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Weeds rob you of yield potential, so rob them of the chance to grow with the powerful corn herbicide solutions from Corteva Agriscience. Weeds won't know what hit them, but you will, because you can count on proven top herbicides like Resicor, SureStart 2, or the new game-changing Cairo herbicide for effective and versatile control. These solutions each offer multiple modes of action and extended residual activity to help take down your most challenging broadleaves and grasses, including difficult resistant varieties like water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. That way, you can spend less time worrying about these unwanted yield-robbing weeds and have more time to power on with your day. Build a customized corn weed control program that fits your acres at poweroverweeds.com. That's poweroverweeds.com.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices have not been established as both buyers and sellers are busy taking inventory. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until at least midweek or even later. There was a light round of business that took place last week. Dress deals in the north were mostly $296 to $297, $3 to $4 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south were up mostly $184. That's $2 lower than the previous week's business. Boxed beef is sharply higher at midday on very good demand for light offerings. Choice up $4.59 at $301.76. Select is $6.78 higher at $301.48. The choice select spread has narrowed to just 28 cents. In Nebraska last week, steers under 500 pounds were steady. Most steers 500 to 800 pounds are $2 to $3 lower, except 6-H, which were $15 lower. Heifers were steady to $2 lower, with instances of $4 lower on 5-weights. The USDA says demand was moderate to good, both in-house and online. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 602 to 649 pounds, brought $286 to $297. Feeder steers, 701 to 747 pounds, brought $255.50 to $285. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 650 to 694 pounds, brought $240 to $269.75. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Processors aren't aggressive in their procurement efforts, and that's likely going to lead to a lackluster day of business at best. Overall, demand strength for U.S. pork on the global market and some bounce back in domestic demand has been helpful to prices, but long-term demand concerns linger. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down $4.09 with a base range of $78 to $86 and a weighted average of $83.03. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. And pork values are sharply higher at midday, up $3.74 at $101.49. Bellies jumped $17 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchie Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchie Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchie Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Corn is higher, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are still mixed. It's been an up-and-down day monitoring soybean products, the South American harvest, and U.S. planting weather. New USDA supply and demand numbers are out Thursday, along with CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil. May beans are 1.25 lower at 11.83 and 3 quarters. July's down a half at 11.96 and a quarter. May bean meal's up $3.10 at 3.36.20. May soybean oil's down 98 points at 47.91. Corn's firm. U.S. planting conditions generally look favorable, but parts of the Corn Belt will see rain delays at times this week. USDA Thursday could raise ethanol and export demand, and CONAB could lower the corn production for Brazil. May corn's up 1.25 at 435.5, and July's 3/4 higher at 447.5. And wheat's up as the ongoing war in the Black Sea region and Russia's wheat quality issues could help U.S. exports. Parts of the U.S. plains are expected to see a warmer, mostly drier weather pattern this week. May Chicago's up a half at 567.75. May Kansas City's 5.25 higher at 587.5. May Minneapolis is up 4.5 at 652.5. Live cattle are mostly higher and feeders are lower ahead of this week's widespread direct business. The show list looks mixed, larger in Texas, smaller in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. June live's up 80 at 172.85. August is 40 higher at 170.37. May feeders are $1.22 lower at 239.60. $237.05. And hogs are mixed. Cash is steady to lower. Pork is higher at midday. June's down 32 at 107.55. July's up 27 at 109.62. Crude oil's down, but still above 86 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitech and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. And I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Proposition 12 is proving costly for consumers. A new study. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A new study from the USDA using retail scanner data shows prices for pork products in California impacted by Proposition 12 are on the rise. Iowa Farm Bureau economist Christopher Pudenz says the animal housing law has raised prices for consumers in California by an average of 20%.
Now, individual cuts saw varying impacts. Bacon was up 16%, ribs were up 17%, shoulder was up 17%, and pork loins were up an astounding 41%. Just to translate that into dollars, that's $1.42 a pound higher following the partial implementation of Prop 12 on July 1 through, you know, data in February. So something that's worth noting is this is substantially higher than pre-implementation modeling estimates. That research suggested an average of a 7.7% long-run equilibrium price increase. So time will only tell what ends up being the long-run impact of this, but it is notable, you know, that the current estimate for price impacts is nearly triple what the pre-implementation estimate was.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and